Kate Upton shines a light on fashion's biggest problem with her Me Too story by Ileana Docterman. It began with a tweet on January 31st. Supermodel Kate Upton wrote, quote, "It's disappointing that such an iconic women's brand, Ad Guess, is still empowering Paul Marciano as their creative director, Me Too," unquote. In an interview with Time, Upton detailed her claims against Marciano, co-founder and former CEO of Guess, who she says assaulted and began harassing her during her first professional modeling campaign when she was 18. Harassment has plagued the fashion industry for decades, but allegations have often been ignored. Many models work as independent contractors and have few legal protections. Last month, lawmakers introduced a bill in New York that would hold designers, retailers, and agencies accountable for abuses. In a statement to Time, Marciano called the accusations, quote, "absolutely false," unquote, and, quote, "preposterous," unquote. Quote, "I have never been alone with Kate Upton," unquote, he said. Quote, "I have never touched her inappropriately, nor would I ever refer to a Guess model in such a derogatory manner," unquote. A representative for Guess declined to comment. Photographer Yu Tsai says he witnessed the harassment Upton describes and corroborated details of her allegations. What happened with Paul Marciano? After the first day of shooting the Guess lingerie campaign in 2010, Paul Marciano said he wanted to meet with me. As soon as I walked in with photographer Yu Tsai, Paul came straight up to me, forcibly grabbed my breasts, and started feeling them. Playing with them, actually. After I pushed him away, he said, quote, "I'm making sure they're real," unquote. "Despite doing everything I could physically do to avoid his touch throughout the meeting, he continued to touch me in a very dominating and aggressive way, grabbing my thighs, my arms to pull me closer, my shoulders to pull me closer, my neck, my breasts, and smelling me." He then told Yu Tsai to leave us alone. I was able to send a quick text to Yu Tsai asking him to stay. He did. But that did not stop Paul's constant grabbing. I was extremely shaken, surprised, and scared. At one point, he forcibly grabbed the back of my head so that I could not move and started kissing my face and my neck. I remember not wanting to say, "Get off of me," because I didn't want to open my mouth to say anything, because I didn't want him to be able to put his tongue in my mouth. I had two options: do everything I could to wiggle away and avoid his pursuit, or punch the CEO of Guess. So I decided to just wiggle away. Then Paul insisted that he walk me up to my hotel room. I immediately declined. The only thing I was thinking is, if he touches me like that in public, I can't imagine what he tried to do in private. Thankfully, Yu Tsai stepped in and insisted he'd do it. I was so relieved and felt like I had barely escaped.